Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I'm bad.
Amazing way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure as always. I'm very excited about our good friend Ray Keating back on the show. Ray is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the chief economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, that's SBECouncil.org, and he's here to talk to us about, we're going to have our FedWatch show this half hour. Ray Keating, welcome back to the show.
Great to be here, Jim. How are you?
Doing great. It's good to talk to you as always. Hey, Ray, the Fed is having one of their two-day meetings. They're having more of those nowadays than they used to. Used to have like one or two a year. Now it seems like every other one is a two-day meeting. I guess they got a lot more to talk about. But basically, I don't know. I guess they're talking about QE2, quantitative easing, the second round. But can we pretty much get it off the table that they're not going to do anything with rates today?
Oh, I think that's right. I think they're just going to talk about that they're continuing with the policies they've been doing, that rates are not going to change, that they're going to carry through on this quantitative easing to QE2 into the early summer, as they said they would, and they're going to talk about how they're not concerned about inflation, unlike the rest of it.
Well, we'll talk about inflation in a second. I definitely want to get into that. So, but basically, interest. What is the Fed funds right now? 0.25%, half point?
Oh, it's effectively between 0 and 0.25%. I mean, it's.
That means prime is about 3%, and so small business owners are borrowing it at probably 6% or 7% or whatever. Prime. We live in a world of prime plus, but basically interest rates are not going to go up. But the low interest rates have only been part of the issue, part of the problem. You know, Ray, if the economy were stronger, this would be a great time for small business owners to borrow money. But the surveys that I keep seeing that we conduct ourselves and that we keep reporting on from other organizations point out that most small business owners don't want to borrow any money. Now, that's not a good sign when interest rates are as low as they've ever been in my career and yet nobody wants to borrow any money. That's not a good sign.
Oh, you're absolutely right. You know, the Fed has been hoping that, you know, by doing this low interest rate quantitative easing, which has been going on now since basically September of 08, that this would juice up the economy. But there's a great deal, you're right, the surveys that I've seen of small business owners are still at best, you could say, at best are very mixed, but generally they're still pretty darn negative. And there's a great deal of uncertainty out there, and small business owners don't know what's going to happen on a whole host of fronts, largely on the policy front. And right there, so they're still small business owners, entrepreneurs, and investors to a certain extent are still kind of keeping their powder dry because they want to see where this big policy mess is going, if you will.
Tell the audience, Ray, what quantitative what you can think is the essential essentially the definition of quantitative easing.
It's essentially the Fed injecting money into the economy, into banks, by buying treasuries. I mean, this is one of the classic tools of the Federal Reserve in terms of how they run monetary policy. And essentially the Fed on QE2 said it's going to buy some $600 billion worth of treasury bonds out there. And by buying those bonds, they are injecting more money into the system.
But now, they don't have that money laying around. That money has to be printed, right?
Oh, well, that's how the money supply is expanded and contracted. You know, when you talk about the monetary base, the currency and the reserves that banks have, that's the high-powered money that the Fed has a direct control over. And essentially, you know, when you talk about how they loosen or tighten the money supply, when they're out there buying bonds like this, they're expanding the money supply, and when they start doing the opposite and they start selling, that means they're tightening and contracting the money supply.
Right. So, folks, basically, the Fed, in order to, you know, Chairman Bernanke is a student of the Great Depression. He supposedly knows, he has a pretty good handle, allegedly, on what happened in the Great Depression and how to not let that happen again. And his response to this, and with his Fed, has been to do this quantitative easing. There was one round of it. They called it quantitative easing. The second round is called QE2, which we're in the middle of right now, or I should say on the waning days of it. It's going to end in June, I think is correct. And so when we come back after these messages, I'm going to ask Ray Keating, if quantitative easing strategy was a success, and whether it was or not, what's going to happen when they end it, when they take away the candy? After these messages, stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.